Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Badger fans, and welcome to another edition of Bucky's Fifth Podcast. As always, Tyler Hunt and Matt Bells here covering everything Wisconsin athletics. On today's show, we, of course, have our Army preview. Should be an interesting contest between the Army Black Knights and the Wisconsin Badgers Saturday night in Camp Randall. In our conversation, we'll do our usual game preview, and then we will get into our interview with Against All Enemies and Mitch Northam. He joined us to talk about all things triple option, service academies, Army, what makes them kind of go, what makes them, someone that you can attack and get after, and how to exploit and try and slow down that triple option attack, which will be something very unique to what Wisconsin has seen for quite a long time. So it's a very interesting interview with him in the back half of the show. Should be a lot of fun to preview this exciting contest. Matt, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Yeah, no, I think it'll be nice to get back to Camp Randall, and I'm very excited that it's a night game. I think that you saw just how important night games can be for the atmosphere of a game like that Iowa game, for example, where it gets into the night game territory and just doesn't have the juice of, you know, that top five matchup. But it still is nice to have that going on at Camp Randall. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm excited for that. I was not able to go to the Eastern Michigan game, which was the other night one. So this one should be a special one. And again, a fun. The more I've dove into this matchup and looked at, you know, Wisconsin going against a triple option attack, the first time these two teams are meeting, I think it'll be a really cool atmosphere and a cool game to watch. Despite Wisconsin, the struggles that they've had this season, it's been a really interesting non-conference schedule, and I think this will be a nice bow on that. But before we get into all things Army Wisconsin, there was a little bit of basketball news. There was a media day. Availability. Anything to take away from that you heard from Greg Gard or any of the various players?
Just a couple of just like anecdotes that kind of jumped out. Stephen Crowell, kid who came on late last year. I know most people assumed he was going to redshirt, but you look at the way in which they had the extra COVID year, he got to see the floor a little bit, specifically in the tournament, which was nice to see when he went up against the Kentucky Bigs, and he, you know, played well. So I think he's a kid who's probably going to be your starting center. I know that Tyler Wall mentioned that he's made a nice jump, a little wrinkle that maybe when Chucky Hepburn isn't out there at point guard, you might see a little bit of Johnny Davis running the offense, it sounds like. I personally think Johnny Davis is going to play some gaudy numbers in terms of playing time. Like, I think he will be on the court for the vast majority of minutes. And once again, Warren Bowman, positive things coming out, talking about him. But really, I think you look at it the way things looked. It sounds like your starting lineup of Chucky Hepburn, Brad Davison, Jonathan Davis, Tyler Wall, and Stephen Crowell. I like to pat myself on the back. I picked that five way back after the end of last year, not knowing that they were going to bring in some transfers. But I think that's going to probably be your starting five as well, it sounds like. So some positive developments there for the basketball team. And now it's going to be a matter of really seeing what they can do. They have their scrimmage upcoming here in a few weeks. So things are getting closer here for basketball.
Yeah, they're right around the corner, and I know, again, I think a little bit of excitement is starting to build for the possibilities of this team. Not saying that they're going to be someone who competes in the top of the conference, but you're just kind of hoping to see a fresh group of faces that is competitive and plays basketball the way Wisconsin wants to, and hopefully can win some games and be a team that is a little bit more in sync and together than what we've had the last couple of years, despite huge expectations kind of fell by the wayside. Now you're going to have a different type of season where you're going to be coming in with very low expectations, and maybe you can see what these guys could do and surprise some people. So it should be an interesting season right around the corner. College basketball will be here before we know it. With that, that's really all we've got for news, so why don't we go ahead and get started on this Army preview. Again, Saturday night, Camp Randall, Wisconsin, taking on the Army Black Knights. Should be a really fun contest from a whole different type of aspects. This is not only a team that Wisconsin has never faced before, a triple option attack as well that Wisconsin, from what I've looked up, the last time Wisconsin played a triple option team was 1979 when they took on Air Force. So not something that the Badgers are going to be used to seeing, but should still be an interesting back and forth between some quality coaches over on the Army side and Jim Leonard on this defense, Paul Chris trying to attack this Army defense. There should be a lot of fun. Why don't we start with the offense? Because I think the Badger defense will be maybe a little bit longer conversation going against that triple option attack, but this Wisconsin offense will have to try and find something and really convert points when they have the ball. When you talk about triple option attack, Wisconsin likes to run the ball. Army leads the nation in time of possession, so possessions are going to be at a premium in this contest, so you likely need to put up some points there. Going against a team that currently ranks third in rush defense, I believe 52nd in pass defense, so a good unit. Some of these numbers might be a little skewed. We can talk about Army's schedule here in a little bit. Have not played a ton of great teams, but how do you expect this Wisconsin offense to try and move the football and put points on the board when they have the football?
I think they're going to try to still do what they did against Illinois. I think a similar game plan is going to be in play, that you're going to try to run the ball. I know you look at the numbers, and Army's been extremely good against the run. They're third in the country, only giving up about 54 yards per game. But at the same time, you look at Wisconsin's offensive line, it is built to run the ball. It is not necessarily built to drop back and throw the ball. We've seen that Graham Mertz is still kind of dealing with some inconsistencies. Specifically, he might be still dealing with that injury a little bit. So if you can lean on your offensive line and rushing attack to get the job done, I think you can do it here. And really, you turn it to Malusi, you turn it to Braylon Allen here, and see what they can do. I think that this is an offense that started to get in a little bit of a rhythm at times in that Illinois game. It still didn't look perfect, but I still think the run here is the move. You've got an offensive line that averages well over 300 pounds. You've got a defensive line that is quite small. And really, I think that you look at their numbers, some of that is propped up by the fact that they've played some teams like a Western Kentucky who constantly throws the ball, and some really bad teams like UConn and Western Illinois. So I think that Wisconsin will be just fine. But if Wisconsin can't sustain drives and can't put points on the board, they're going to be in trouble, because Army sucks the living life out of the stadium based off of their offense.
Yeah, I think that's the key point there, is that, I do agree with you. I expect them to run the football. You don't come into Wisconsin week thinking that they're going to just throw it around the yard. They might need to throw it a little bit more than they did last week, but I still expect a very similar game plan. But I think that's the key point, is sustaining those drives, converting on third down, and putting points on the board when you have the football. I mean, you look at these two teams. Army ranks first in the country in time of possession with 40 minutes on average. Wisconsin ranks fourth with 35 minutes on average. When you think about it, something's going to have to give there. Both teams can't have it for as long as they want to, because there's only 60 minutes in a game. So that part is going to be really crucial and really interesting to see who can sustain those drives, who can put points on the board, because you don't know the next time you're going to get the ball back. Now, hopefully some of that will be mitigated with Wisconsin's defense that will hopefully be able to get some stops and get you the ball back. But I don't necessarily know if you're going to have the same amount of Wisconsin defense getting stop after stop after stop. This Army offense is built to keep those drives moving, get to third and short and convert and keep the clock moving and try and shorten this game. So while as great as the Wisconsin defense is, there's still going to be times where they're going to convert those. And all of a sudden, another first down for them is another few minutes that are going to be taken off the clock. So I think that whole cat and mouse game of who who tries to, you know, Army doesn't like to throw the ball, but Wisconsin, who tries to hit some big plays to get the ball down the field, and then who can score and sustain those drives and put the points on the board is going to be fascinating to watch.
Yeah, and this isn't an Army team that's really great at forcing turnovers or anything like that. This is, they just are going to try to bend but not break, hold you from getting to the end zone. That is their scheme. That's what they're going to try to do. They've got a solid pair of linebackers in Eric Smith and Spencer Jones, a solid safety. They've got a freak at Andre Carter II is like 6'7", 250, and has 7.5 sacks off the edge. So if you do end up passing, he's the player you got to watch. Most of their defensive front is fairly small. I mean, the other outside linebacker they have is like 5'10" and like 220 pounds, which you look at the Wisconsin run game, that is like a mismatch waiting to happen. But Andre Carter is a guy that they really need to watch for, because he does get into the backfield frequently. He's got a sack in every game but one, multiple sacks in three different games. So he's the guy that off the edge. I thought that Wisconsin did a good job last week against Illinois' pass rush, didn't give up any sacks. That's something that if you have to air the ball out, they got to give Graham Mertz time, because we've seen that he really struggles when he doesn't have his footwork under control, and that usually happens when he has any semblance of pressure. So that's the big thing, I think, if you do have to pass, giving Mertz time and allowing the play to set up is crucial. So Andre stopping him from bending around the edge is going to be big.
Yeah, and I think when you do, you know, decide to throw the ball and take to the air, you have a chance to hit some big plays on this Army team. I think the one Achilles heel of this group has been getting hit for big plays in the past game. I mean, traditionally against teams that you run the triple option offensively, they don't go against the pass a ton in practice, so you can sometimes hit on some big plays when some guys are out of position and take advantage of some of those. So the opportunities are probably going to be there for Graham Mertz to throw it at some point. It's just going to be a matter of, like you said, keeping the pressure off of him and allowing him to hit some of those plays, because you want to keep those drives moving. Sometimes that's going to have to involve throwing the football and not just running it every single time and trying to get him in a rhythm to hit some of those throws. So I think all of this offensive back and forth is going to be so interesting to watch. And part of that will, of course, be cohesive with the defensive effort, which we'll get into here in just a second. So should be a lot of fun in that regard. Why don't we go ahead and turn gears to that defensive side before we get into how Wisconsin's going to exploit and try and slow down this Army offense. What is it about the triple option in your eyes that makes it so frustrating and hard for opposing defenses to figure out and get ready for?
It's all the different variations that they run. You look at it, and they traditionally use the flex bone, which has multiple different backs on the field, and you can use triple option schemes, speed option schemes out of it. You can do midlines. You can do tosses. You can do the standard fullback dive. I mean, that's one thing. This could be a really positive fullback game for all of us who love the fullback, because you're going to have Army willing to run with their fullback, but the Badgers as well. But they do a lot of counters as well, like counter options, counter tosses. And so there is a lot of different movement and a lot of deception that's going on each and every play. You're going to see chop blocks from the offensive line. You're going to see all sorts of different things that you don't normally see. For every once in a while, they're going to take a couple shots deep with the pass, because they're going to try to lull you to sleep with 3, 5, 10 yards here or there in the run game, and then try to hit you over the top when your safeties bite up or your cornerbacks are getting undisciplined. So this is all about being disciplined and staying in your lanes, making sure that you're reading your keys, reacting, but not getting out of position for this defense. I mean, they test you and put pressure on your defense so much based off of this offense, but I think there are ways for this Wisconsin defense to shut it down, but it's definitely going to be come down to eye discipline and making sure that and trusting that each and every one of the players next to you is taking care of their role, because the flex bone, the triple option attack just really can kind of put you in a bind at times.
Yeah, it's really you said discipline, and I think that's a great way to put it. You're just constantly making sure that you know your assignment. I mean, every time you hear a coach talk about going up against triple option, they talk about assignment football, where if you've got this assignment, you've got to stick to it and trust that your teammates are in their, you know, respective roles and assignments and doing their job. You can't try and do someone else's job, because then that leaves something else open for all of a sudden those big chunk plays that they pick up. That's what they're trying to do, is make defenders make decisions and hope that they're in the wrong spot to make the wrong one. And all of a sudden, you know, they've got a pitch, or they've got something open, or somebody went the wrong way and the fullback is picking up 5-6 yards and moving the football down the field. So it's really going to be a different test for Wisconsin. You know, you think about Jim Leonard's defense against a traditional team, loves the blitz, loves to send a lot of different looks, loves to try and attack the opposing, you know, obviously will shut down the run and try and attack with the outside linebackers to get some pressure. Not necessarily the same sort of offense that you can do that against, where you can't be consistently sending guys, because blitzing, you know, they generally don't throw the ball all that much. So blitzing really doesn't get you anywhere. It's more so about knowing your assignments, knowing your test, and trying to stick to it, which will be different for this group. But I know Paul Chris hinted at it. He said his guys are excited about the challenge of going against this type of attack. It is, you know, a lot of teams generally like to take on these triple option teams either early in the season or, you know, after a bye week. But he also mentioned that the defense was, you know, they watched some tape on this summer. It sounds like there's been some prep in there previously. So hopefully this group will be ready to go and know their assignment and be up to what should be a really interesting challenge.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at it, and this is a dream for a guy like Jack Sanborn and Leo Chanel. Like, those two have to be licking their lips about how they can just rack up tackle stats in this game. We saw what they did against Michigan in terms of tackle numbers. I think you're looking at both of them probably 10-plus just based off of the way that Army runs the ball and the way that the defense is going to have to flow at times. Those two guys, Nick Herbig as well, I think that those three are going to have a lot of tackles in this game. And I really think that Wisconsin will be in an okay spot for this. But it's, like I said, they can't give up the big play, because that is something that happens, is when you're going up against this rushing attack, they can kind of lull you to sleep, like I mentioned, but then they'll hit you not only over the top with the pass from time to time, but also if your safeties are creeping up and the running back or ball carrier gets past that first line or second line, there's nobody. And so you've got to make sure that your safeties are sound in tackling when they get that, when they have that pitch assignment, or when they have it to where a guy gets into the second level, they've got to wrap up. They can't let them get into space and get open.
Yeah, it's really an interesting offense. It's crazy that now you're down to really three teams that run the Service Academy. Georgia Southern, another team that runs it, but not a lot of programs run this group or run this offense. So it's an interesting attack that maybe more teams, I know there's been a lot of articles written about why more teams don't try to, because you see consistently what Army, Navy, Air Force do, generally aren't able to recruit at the same clip as most other schools, but they somehow still have a good amount of success, and part of that is predicated on a good defense, but a lot of it is predicated on this offense consistently presenting challenges to opposing defense. Getting into now what Wisconsin will look to do, what do you think is maybe the key for Wisconsin's defense to try and slow down this attack? I mean, we know we talked assignment and just how to go about it in general, but what do you think the Badgers will look to do to try and slow this Army attack down?
I'm interested to see what Jim Leonard does with his front seven, if he had mixed any adjustments. You know, Wisconsin has really bounced back and forth between a 2-4-5 and then three down linemen sets based off of personnel, based off situations. I think this is going to be a game where you're going to probably see at least three defensive linemen on at all times, and then a lot of rotation up front because of the way that they cut block. That takes a lot of pressure, and you know, you risk injuries against your defensive linemen in this type of game. So I think Wisconsin's really going to try to play sound, but really allow their defensive linemen to try to play aggressive. Because if you get Keanu Benton, knock him back an offensive lineman who's under 290 pounds, it can really muck up what they're trying to do. So I think Wisconsin's defensive line is going to be crucial in this game. Really, if they can kind of dominate the front, it would really help out those linebackers, allow the safeties to to focus on their pitch keys and everything. So I think that's the biggest thing that Jim Leonard's going to probably want to do is try to unleash those defensive linemen, try to get them to take away multiple blocks, try to get them to get some penetration. You're not going to be blitzing, like you mentioned, with your linebackers. They're going to have keys that they're going to need to stick to. But I do think that the matchup between Wisconsin's defensive line and what Army's front offensive line is trying to do is going to really determine this game, at least in my eyes, because Army's offensive line isn't big. They're quick. They're really about different pulls, different misdirections that are going to be going on. They're going to chop block, cut block, do all sorts of different things to try to get you on the ground. So how they are able to be aware of that, and if you can, you know, strafe through things and still keep your head up, that can really open it up. Because if you're a defensive lineman, everything seems to be flowing one way. You got to be ready for it coming back to you still too, because they'll do a pitch one way and then hand it off under the other way. So those are the things that I think Wisconsin's got to be ready for. But I do think that it's going to be a 3-4-man front at all times that Jim Leonard's going to use. I wouldn't be surprised if they honestly throw 4 defensive linemen at times in this game. Just they have the bodies. They trust a lot of different players. We've seen, I think, up to like 7 or 8 different guys get snaps this year. I know part of that is like mop-up duty, but you want to keep them fresh. I think there'll be a lot of rotating in along the defensive line and maybe sometimes at your outside linebacker spots as well.
Yeah, I think to kind of go off of that, you mentioned, you know, mucking it up and trying this defensive line to keep things in the backfield, try and blow some plays up. I think that's really the big key in this game as well, is to just try and keep this Army attack off schedule. I mean, you look at this group, they want to pick up 3 yards on, they want to pick up 3-4 yards every time they run the football. They are a team, you know, generally when you get against Wisconsin's defense, third down and short is something you feel really good about because you think the Badgers can get off the field. But Army's offense wants to get to those type of down and distances to be able to, you know, punch it to the fullback, run something, and get that first down and keep those chains moving. So I think what's going to be key is for that defensive line, for the linebackers to try on early downs to get back there, get in the backfield, and slow this attack down. Try to keep them to, you know, third and 6, because all of a sudden, you know, you can't just go to the fullback dive to get a yard. Maybe you have to try and open up a pass play or try something a little bit more risky that Army generally doesn't want to do. They want to get to that short down and distance and then punch it through and convert. So if the Badgers can be disruptive on early downs and keep them away from that, there's no doubt. I do think Wisconsin's defense will have a little bit more success than some others in getting off the field on third down and some of those third and short spots. They've done it all year. But I still think if you can avoid those and try and get them to those longer down and distances, you're going to be set up for more success, because Army, when they're off schedule, is a team that all of a sudden you can try and attack and try and get after in the backfield and hopefully keep them in a spot where they're a little bit uncomfortable. Last week we talked about it with Illinois, keeping Brandon Peters uncomfortable, keeping them kind of behind schedule. I think that's even more so in this game when you talk about a triple option team that, I mean, Illinois threw it poorly, but Army, while they can throw it a little bit better maybe with big plays, they're not going to want to do it as consistently or go to it or try to it. It's more so a thing that they bust out when they want to use almost some trickeration, or when they are absolutely forced to in some of those long, you know, down and distances.
Yeah, they like to throw the ball on first or second down when they've kind of got you know, got some movement, got their drive going, feel comfortable. They don't like having to throw in third and long into the teeth of the defense. That's not their game. Third down conversions, they're right at that 50% mark, and that's a testament to what they normally do on a down-to-down basis. But they are hyper-aggressive. They're willing to go for it on fourth down. They've done it 18 times this year and are almost at 75%. So you saw what Michigan did, where they were like, hey, showing a willingness to go for it on fourth down. That's going to be this game as well. So I think that you're right. Trying to get them behind the chains is going to be crucial. Those first and second downs are going to be big. And your Army's going to get a couple plays where they can pop off for 10, 15 yards here or there. It's about the consistency of, okay, you can't let those normally 1-2 yard rushes that they get from their fullback dive to turn into a 4-yard run, right? Like you've got to wrap up. You got to finish that first tackle. It can't be, okay, well, they broke three tackles, because they've got a back who's 260 pounds, one of their running backs is. So you got to wrap up against this team and try to hold them. But they do have quite a few fumbles because of just the miscommunication. They've been shuffling in some different quarterbacks. I think Christian Anderson's dynamic, their quarterback, that's one thing they normally have. But because he's been out or kind of in and out of the lineup because of injury, he's got a shoulder injury, they've had some fumbles. They've only lost one of them, but they have had eight of them, which is quite a few when you look at the fact that they've already had a bye week as well. Wisconsin's got to take advantage of those opportunities. If the ball's on the ground, you got to get it. Wisconsin has struggled with taking advantage of turnover opportunities. This is a game that if it's there, you've got to do it. You've got to put your offense in positive field position. So that's the one thing I would really push for this defense, is to get after the ball in these situations, because you're wrapping up so many different times. But then if it pops out, you got to get it. You got to fall on it, because Army's going to scrap for everything they can in this game, and Wisconsin's got to be ready to bring that same intensity.
Most definitely. All right, guys, we'll go ahead and get into our players that we picked to click, and then we'll get into our score predictions. Before we do that, let's go ahead and get our ad read out of the way here for Home Field Apparel, our new sponsor of the show. Make sure to go over and check them out at homefieldapparel.com. They go through the archives of old school logos and put them together on some incredibly comfortable T-shirts, sweatshirts. Even they've got some sweatpants that are very popular. They've released a ton of schools. They just wrapped up their big noon Saturday season two, which included Wisconsin, Minnesota, various other number of SEC schools. So even if you aren't a fan and you just like some soft T-shirts, some soft sweatshirts, make sure to go over and check those guys out at homefieldapparel.com. They are a great sponsor of ours. So I've done a lot of great work with our site, and we hope to return the favor and hope you guys can go over and check out some of the stuff that they provide, because it is some really great clothing for you to get cozied up in this fall as the weather starts to turn. Right now for me, working from home, it's putting on a pair of sweatpants and deciding which home field sweatshirt I want to throw on in the morning and get ready for the day. So make sure to check them out at homefieldapparel.com. All right, we'll go ahead. Each week we pick our players that we think are going to be someone we talk about Sunday after the game. Who are some guys that you have in mind to make an impact in this one?
I'm going with Leo Chenal. I think he's going to have a monster game. I think he's going to have an excessive number of tackles, but I do think that Wisconsin's going to be able to get a turnover. I like his dynamic ability at times. I think he's a guy, when you need a thumper, this is the type of game where he's just as big as some of these offensive linemen that Army's going to be throwing out there. I think that you look at his ability, his speed, as well as his size and strength, I think he's a perfect mix for going up against this Army run game. So I think he's going to have some gaudy stats. Offensively, I think the guy we're going to be talking about is once again going to be the running game. I think it's going to be that two-headed monster. I still don't trust Graham Mertz at this point. I don't know how someone could, based off of some of those missed throws that we've seen from time to time. So I'm going to go with the running tandem of Malusi as well as Braylon Allen, and say that those two get it done, put on a good show for their four-star running back recruit, Jaden Ott, who's going to be on campus for an official visit.
Yeah, I think defensively, you hit the nail on the head. It's going to be one of those two inside linebackers with Sanborn or Chenal, just with the number of opportunities they're going to have for tackles. Those guys, like you mentioned, should be licking their lips with the opportunity to really get out and make some tackles, make some plays. Hopefully they can, somebody will hopefully be able to, you mentioned them putting the ball on the turf quite a bit. Hopefully someone will be able to make a play and pick those up. Maybe it's one of those two. But yeah, those two are going to have a ton of opportunities to make plays consistently. And Leo Chenal and Jack Sanborn are going to be hungry to do it. So I think those two are going to be certainly ones to watch. Offensively, I would have to agree with you. I think also you could, in Graham Mertz's, I think more so if he's a conversation on Sunday, it might again be in that negative light, just because the offense clearly wasn't converting third downs and putting points on the board, which again, we've talked about, it's going to be crucial. So hopefully Wisconsin can get to the similar positions that Army wants to get to, those third downs, and convert them with a guy like Braylon Allen, who's going to be nice and big and crucial in this, and maybe the other name to throw out there is John Chenal. You know, maybe it's both. Maybe it's the Chenal brothers game, because you talked about fullbacks. They're going to feature a ton of fullback carries. Wisconsin might need those third and maybe fourth down short conversions. Giving it to a guy like John Chenal to convert those games, or plunging one in down at the goal line when points are going to be a premium, is something that certainly on the table. So I'll go ahead and say that the players, we're going to be talking about this as the Chenal brothers game when it's all said and done.
I love it. I mean, he had 9 carries last week, yep. So and a touchdown. So I do not think that that's out of the realm of possibility. He has gotten more touches. I know they've wanted to get him involved in the passing game a little bit more too, that we really haven't seen. But I do think that, especially now that following the dismissal of Berger, if you've got some other injuries in your running back room, such as Isaac Rendo, if he's not available, it you have other carries that are there. So maybe a guy like Chenal gets a little more run. So I like it.
All right, well, with that, why don't we go ahead and get into our predictions for this one. What do you think will be the end result of this rock fight-type contest between Army and Wisconsin?
I think the Badgers are going to win, and I actually think that they're going to play pretty well in this game. I just think that what Army does is tailor-made for this Wisconsin defense to a certain extent. If Wisconsin can limit the big plays in the passing game, where Army is able to possibly take a shot deep in early situations, I think Wisconsin is really going to be in a good spot here. As long as the Badgers can do things on offense, which has been the million-dollar question all year long, you look at an S&P Plus, and I know that S&P Plus loves the Badgers for some reason, but looking at this, they're right now a 22-point favorite. I know the spread right now is right about 14. I think Wisconsin covers in this game. I just think that it's going to be tough sledding for Army to get much going on the offense, and I think Wisconsin will do enough to put points on the board. So I think the Badgers are going to win 27-10 or something like that. Fairly low scoring. You still might hit the under. I mean, Service Academy unders like hit like all the time. So I think 27-10 Badgers.
Yeah, I believe it. The latest number that I saw for Service Academy unders was 79%, and these two teams will certainly be similar in that regard in terms of the amount of times they run the football. So that's why you're seeing the 39-point total, which I believe, from what I could see, was the lowest in college football so far this year. But when you talk about these two offenses, you don't expect a ton of points. For me, I agree with you. I think Wisconsin will end up winning this game. I'm interested to see how many points this Army group scores. I don't know. I mean, as good as Wisconsin's defense has been, I do think there will be some times where they move the football. It's just more of a will Army convert that into points? So I'm interested to see how much that group scores against this Badger defense. I don't think it'll be a ton. I think Wisconsin, Jim Leonard, will have this group prepped. I know they're going to be up for the challenge. So I'll go, I think, like a 20-10 type of game, low scoring. Wisconsin hopefully will keep it. I hope that they come out and are aggressive early, try to get the points on the board first and put the pressure on Army, because neither of these teams are generally built to come from behind. So I think that will be key, and hopefully Wisconsin can get to maybe out to a 7-0 lead, a 10-0 lead, and then just try to put the clamps on, twist those coils around someone and kind of suffocate it and allow the clock to continually run with a lead. So I think that'll be important. So I'll go 20-10, Wisconsin wins maybe a nail biter, but eventually Wisconsin just kind of takes it under control and wins this game in maybe not the prettiest of fashion. You know, a lot of people have called it a rock fight. I certainly could see that, but I think Wisconsin does end up picking up a big W as they get ready to hop back into conference play.
Yeah, I think the under is. You know, the play if you're a betting person in this game. But I do think that this is one of those ones where the Badgers, it's close early, but then the Badgers just kind of crockpot them and slowly chip away at it and pull away in the end.
All right, with that, we'll get into our Big Ten predictions here quick. Saturday at 11 a.m., not a huge slate for the Big Ten, but a few games at 11 and one more at 2:30. Nebraska traveling to Minnesota. Who do you like in that contest?
Minnesota got hit with another huge injury, losing Potts, their running back, who's their second running back down for the year. So I actually think that this is going to be one where Nebraska gets the win. I just don't trust Minnesota at this point. I know that Nebraska has had plenty of points at this time where they've been close but just kind of fallen apart at the last moment. But I'm going to go with Nebraska to maybe figure it out in a close game.
Yeah, I think that the spread on that one's interesting. Nebraska is a four-point favorite on the road. Will maybe be something to look at. I do think they'll end up pulling out a victory. I mean, they've had so many heartbreaking defeats so far this year. You would think you'd be able to get some of that right against Minnesota, who you mentioned, just dealing with injuries, dealing with all sorts of stuff on their sideline that might be affecting them more on the field. So I'll go with Nebraska as well in that one. All right, up next, Michigan State traveling to Indiana. Who do you like in that spot?
I'm going to go with the Spartans. I think that Kenneth Walker and his Heisman campaign is just going to kind of beat on. Their offense just looks really good lately. They've been doing a lot of nice things, and their scheme is sound. So I'm going to go with the Spartans to take care of Indiana rather easily.
You know, this is a game that, you know, I think everyone is really high on Michigan State, and rightfully so. They've played really well, up to number 10 in the nation. Going to Indiana, you would think, that screams, you know, trap game. All of a sudden, you're in a dogfight with Indiana. But I just can't really – it's similar to Wisconsin. I can't really say that with any sort of confidence that Indiana pulls off this upset. It seems like a prime spot where they could, but the way that offense is playing, the way Michael Penix is playing, the way this just group is struggling to move the football, it's hard to pick an upset there despite, you know, the circumstances. So I like Michigan State there as well. Maybe a closer game than, you know, that, you know, a small number, but I do think the Spartans will end up eking out a win in that one as well. All right, the next 11 o'clock game, Rutgers taking on Northwestern in a gross, gross game. Who do you like in that one?
Yeah, this is the last game to ever watch on television if you have a choice on the game to watch. I'm going to go with Rutgers. I think this is your standard Northwestern season where they do really well the year before and then they really fall like a rock. So I think this is a three-win Northwestern team, and I don't think they're going to beat Rutgers this weekend.
No, I totally agree with you. I've never been high on this Northwestern team this season, and I still don't really buy into even the two wins that they have are not something that I'm really sold on. So I think Rutgers is a team that has played really well so far this season, played a little bit tougher competition. So I'll go with the Scarlet Knights to pick up a victory on the road. All right, the lone 230 game, we've got Purdue traveling to number 2 ranked Iowa, which just makes me sick to my stomach. Who do you like in that one?
I'm going to go with the Hawkeyes. I don't see a lot of tests on their schedule remaining. And I just don't trust Purdue whatsoever. With this game, once again, being at home, I think you could look at a small letdown just based off of the fact that they're riding high. They maybe don't play as crisp as they did a week ago. But at the same time, I don't think Purdue has the offense to be, or defense for that matter, to hang with Iowa in this game.
Yeah, it's hard to pick a upset with Purdue. They have played maybe a little bit better than what the results show, but it's still hard to trust a group like that. And Iowa, you know, it just seems to be every week something else breaks their way and they force some sort of turnover. They figure out a way to win it. So I do agree that this could be a letdown spot in some ways, but I expect Iowa to come away with a victory. All right, guys, that wraps up our portion of the show. Stick with us now. We've got a couple quick ad reads, and then we'll get into a little bit deeper of a dive into the triple option and the Army attack with Mitch Northam of Against All Enemies. We'll be back with you shortly.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business, Gary Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from Blue Flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. And not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds 4 times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.
All right, Badger fans, we are now joined by our Army expert, Mitch Northam. He is part of the Against All Enemies website with SB Nation, which covers all of the service academies. So some good perspective on what Wisconsin will be seeing this upcoming Saturday against the Army Black Knights. Triple option attack, which we'll certainly get into in our conversation, should be a lot of fun and an interesting test for the Badgers and this Jim Leonard defense, which so far this season has not faced anything quite even close to that. And I think this is the first time Wisconsin has faced a triple option attack since 1979, I believe. So it'll be an interesting game from that perspective. Mitch, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you this evening?
Yeah. Thanks for having me. And I'm good. Happy to talk some triple option football for sure.
Well, let's start with Army, of course. We always like to start with the top, kind of have a conversation about the coach. And it seems like the other service academies, you know, Navy and Air Force, kind of have a little bit of ebb and flow. Some years really good, some years down. But it seems like Army and Jeff Monken seem to put out a consistent product that works. So why do you think that kind of is, and what has allowed him to have, you know, that higher tier of success at a place like Army?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think part of it, you know, not to knock Army or anything, but part of it is Army is an independent, and so they are able to schedule a little bit more easily than Air Force and Navy are, with Air Force being tied to the Mountain West and Navy being in the American. You know, sometimes you get in those conferences and you just kind of earn up the snuff for the rest of the teams. Whereas if you're Army, you know, I think on Army's schedule this year, they play two FCS teams. Maybe they don't. Yep, they have one FCS team. They play Bucknell, but then they also have UMass and UConn on the schedule, and they are basically FCS teams, if we're being honest. So, you know, Army is able to kind of, you know, be a little bit more, you know, look out for themselves when it comes to scheduling. You know, for the most part, Army plays a couple MAC teams a year. They play a couple teams kind of in that New England area. And then sometimes they kind of pick and choose, you know, around the country against some other group of five teams like Georgia State, Western Kentucky. Sometimes they go to Texas and play. And then they throw in, you know, usually one or two of these kind of power five games a year. This year they're back to back. They have Wisconsin this weekend, and then the weekend after they're hosting Wake Forest. So that's one reason why, Army has been able to kind of churn out, you know, some really great seasons here lately under Jeff Monken. Since Monken's been there, they've gone to bowls four times, and they're 3-1 in those games. One of those years, they blew out Houston, you know, hung 70 points on them. The other thing Army is doing is, like, for the most part, they're beating Navy and Air Force for the past couple seasons. I believe Army's won 3 out of the last 4 Commander-in-Chief trophies for – if your listeners aren't familiar with that, that's sort of the trophy that Army, Navy, and Air Force play against each other every year. And Army has done really well with that. You know, Army's kind of just, you know, Jeff Monken comes from that same kind of coaching tree as Ken Niumatalolo and Navy. They both came under Paul Johnson. And he's done a real good job of just kind of keeping it, you know, to the triple option and keeping his offenses really simple. Army has had some good quarterbacks over the years, too, that have been able to sort of, you know, take advantage of the passing game when it calls for it. This year they've played a couple different quarterbacks. That was the case last year, too, just kind of injuries popping up. And the other thing I would probably point out is that Army – usually finds, you know, for the past couple of years, they've been able to find a defensive coordinator who can really get the most out of the type of players that Army has to recruit to a service academy. They don't usually look like your, you know, the same type of players that would play at a Wisconsin or an Alabama or something like that. But those defensive coordinators have been able to get the most out of them, and they've been able to sort of, you know, part of the triple option is, you know, your offense is on the field for a long time, so you want to maximize time of possession. And when your offense is on the field for a long time, obviously your defense is getting rest. So then if your defense is only on the field for a short time, you can kind of go maximum effort all the way out all the time. So the first couple of years, Monken had Jay Bateman as his defense coordinator. Bateman went on to UNC when Mack Brown was rehired there. and then Army had kind of a down year. And then they were able to poach Nate Woody away, who I believe was at Michigan previously. And so last year and this year, Army has been pretty solid on the defensive end for the most part, able to usually force a couple turnovers a game. So that's been a big part of their success too.
Yeah, I like that you mentioned that. I know there was a lot. You look at the 4-1 record, but the teams that they've kind of played in terms of that schedule is a little bit lighter. 8-22 right now is the record for the opponent. So it's still certainly going to be a challenge for Wisconsin, but there's also maybe it's hard to gauge where this Army team is at right now. But in terms of part of that challenge, they of course run the triple option, which you talked a little bit about already, which is going to be different than anything Wisconsin's seen, like I said, since I believe 1979 is the last time I could find a game. I believe they played Air Force back then. So in terms of someone who knows the triple option, sees them, from all three service academies, what would you say is the most challenging part of trying to defend an offense like that?
Yeah, it's really, I guess the most challenging part is like just trying to get yourself off the field and trying to not get caught up in the grind that the triple option can put teams in. A lot of times, like if you go back to, when Army took Oklahoma to overtime a couple years ago or took Michigan to overtime, I think that was in 2019, the kind of big stat that really sticks out is Army's offense was on the field for a really long period of time. I looked, against Oklahoma. This was in 2019. They took Oklahoma to overtime. That was a really good Oklahoma team. Ended up going to the playoff. But Oklahoma, Army had the ball in that game for over 44 minutes. There's only 60 minutes in a football game, so you do the math. When your offense isn't on the field, it's hard for you to score and hard for you to keep up. So when Army is able to just kind of get into triple option mode, hit you with the fullback, hit you with the quarterback, hit you with the slot back on a misdirection, hit you with the fullback trap. When it's able to kind of get that triple option machine going and can just turn out these long, like 12-play, 6-minute drives that just eat up clock and keep your offense on the sideline and out of rhythm, that's where you can get in trouble if you're a Power 5 team. I think if you look at sort of any of the, box scores from the past couple of years where Army or Navy or Air Force has been able to pull over an upset over one of these kind of heavy hitters, that's the stat that's probably going to stick out most consistently is that time of possession stat. If you're a defense going up against the triple option, you just kind of got to be on your P's and Q's, and you really got to get them off the field on third down.
Yeah, I think that will be a fascinating battle to watch. I'm really excited for this game because you talk about, keeping the ball for long times. Wisconsin, while it's not a triple option team, likes to do that too. I believe Army ranked first in time of possession, and Wisconsin ranks fourth. So possessions are certainly going to be at a premium in this contest. So it's really good to get a kind of an understanding of what the triple option will look like as they come into this game. In terms of Army, who are some players that Wisconsin fans should be on the lookout for with this ground attack offensively? Because I know you mentioned they've ran a couple different quarterbacks and, of course, always have a ton of different guys, whether it be the fullback and running backs, kind of move it around all over the place.
Yeah. The big guy that's been key for Army this season is Christian Anderson. I'm not 100% sure if he's going to play against Wisconsin, but he was their quarterback for their first four, for the most part. He actually didn't start in game one against Georgia State, but ended up finishing that game and then started their next three. And then against Ball State, in that loss that they had 2 weeks ago, he didn't play in that game. So if Christian Anderson is able to go, that's kind of who Army kind of runs their offense through from the quarterback position. He's a pretty good runner, pretty smart guy when it comes to, reading defenses and able to get the ball out and stuff. If he can't go, my guess is that Tyher Tyler will get the start. And he's decent. He's a good runner. But not that great of a passer. So, if you look at the box score from their game against Ball State, you know, they brought in Jamel Jones to throw a couple passes. And Army has kind of done that a couple times this season, even when everybody's healthy. Every now and then they'll sort of just, you know, they'll switch up a quarterback and they'll bring in a guy who, you know, maybe you have to watch his arm a little bit more and you can't stack. So, you know, sometimes Army will bring in, bring in these guys that can pass the ball a little bit more. And that means that you can't stack the box for the triple option. And then that opens up things, you know, for those big fullbacks like Jacoby Buchanan. He's a guy who, you know, can be Army's workhorse sometimes. He usually eats up a lot of carries, on those kind of up the middle runs. Tyrell Robinson is a guy who, when he gets the football in his hand in space, he can be really dangerous. He's kind of a slot back type. But they use him in the running game and the passing game. I mean, he's averaging 9.5 yards per carry right now. Broke off a 7-yard run at one point this year. You know, I think has caught a couple touchdown passes as well. So those are probably the big ones that I would look out for. You know, if Christian Anderson is back at quarterback, that's a good sign for Army, I would say. But if not, you know, I wouldn't write off the quarterback position completely. And then, you know, at fullback, you're looking at Buchanan to eat up a lot of carries. And Robinson is sort of their electric kind of big playmaker guy if he can get into space.
Certainly a lot of names to pay attention to, but I think that shows you just what this triple option attack can do with, you know, running a lot of different guys a lot of different ways that way. And speaking of that, you know, the offense gets a lot of attention, but you mentioned the Army defense a little bit earlier. They're very solid as well. They've been really good against the run so far this year. But I know generally sometimes speaking with triple option defenses, sometimes the pass defense is the place where you can try and hit some plays for some chunk plays against secondaries that don't go against that type of play as much, you know, in practice. So what would you say right now are kind of the strengths and weaknesses of this Army team?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, you know, really outside of the Ball State game last Saturday, they've been pretty opportunistic on defense. You know, they've come up with four interceptions this year. They've forced a fumble or two. So they've been really good at kind of giving their offense extra possessions. You know, but against that, in that Ball State game, they did get kind of blown up a bit in the passing attack. Ball State's quarterback threw for almost 250 yards. So, I think probably, you know, since they had this bye week here, that's probably what they focused on, you know, was making sure they kind of shored up the passing attack. But, you know, Wisconsin's a team that likes to run the football too. So, you know, we'll just kind of have to see, you know, what happens there. Army's run defense has been okay. You know, they've sort of as a defense this year, for the most part, have been able to just do just enough, to kind of put their offense in a position to get the win. You know, aside from, you know, their week one opener against Georgia State, they held them to 10 points. Miami, Ohio, they held them to 10 points. But other than those two games, I mean, they've really given up some big chunks, you know, 35 points to Western Kentucky at home. They give up 21 points to a bad UConn team. Now, that came mostly in the second half when Army was already up by a bajillion points. But still, it's UConn. You don't give up 21 points to UConn. So, there's definitely some holes that Wisconsin can probably expose on Army's defense for sure if they're not kind of clicking on all cylinders.
Well, I think in terms of, you know, people always talk about, you know, the defensive battles between service academies coming into this game, the over-under currently listed at 39.5. So it seems like points will certainly be at a premium with two run-heavy teams. What's maybe the one matchup that you would look for in this contest to maybe see how this game is going to go? And if you want to, throw out a prediction or a score prediction on how this game might go.
Yeah, I would say the matchup that could decide the game, you know, if Wisconsin decides that they want to try and pass the ball a little bit, You know, Army's defense does have a couple interceptions this season. Markell Broughton is a particular guy who has a nose for the ball. He has two picks already this year. Jabari Moore also has one. And I think as we've seen in previous games this season that sometimes Wisconsin quarterbacks like to throw to the other team. You know, that could be one there. If I were Wisconsin, I would probably just stick to running the ball because they probably would be able to find success there anyways. But if they decide to pass, I think that's certainly one to watch, you know, if Army's DBs are kind of up to the task of defending that. If I wanted to throw out a prediction, I think that probably Wisconsin is going to win. I think Army is a solid team. I don't think they're as good as maybe their record sort of indicates. And we'll see just how good they are this week and next week with Wisconsin and Wake Forest on the schedule. And then they get Air Force right after that. So we're really going to see kind of what this Army team is made of over these next couple weeks. I'm going to say Wisconsin 20, Army 16. I think it'll be close, but I think it'll be a rock fight, and I think Wisconsin will get the edge at home.
I think rock fight is a perfect way to describe this contest. The points will be at a premium, possessions will likely be at a premium, but should be a fun and fascinating contest between two teams that have never met before, so it should be a lot of fun to watch. Saturday night at Camp Randall against the Army Black Knights should be a fascinating contest for sure. Mitch, thanks so much for taking the time. You guys, if you're listening, make sure to go over and check out Against All Enemies. Read up on all things Army, Air Force, Navy. Get a read on what the triple option brings to this Wisconsin defense for a big matchup on Saturday. We'll be back with you, of course, next week to recap the Army contest. And as always, on Wisconsin. Dun 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 d